It's a busy week coming up for the Gilman City Lady Hawks. It starts tonight. I'm going to throw a field conditions permitting on this one because I know how that Princeton field can be when you get some weekend rain, and we got some weekend rain. So we'll see about that one. I'll cross our fingers that Gilman City and Princeton goes tonight. East Harrison at Gilman City on Tuesday. They're going to make up their game from the East Harrison tournament on Wednesday. And they got the Mercer Cardinals coming to Gilman City on Thursday. Coach Tony Gregg, I guess it's the time of year where you'd rather play games than practice. Girls going to get a chance to play games this week.
Yeah, that's for sure. We've got a real busy schedule, and we'll follow those four games up with the tournament on Saturday. And so the girls are getting lots of playing time, and right now we're just kind of working through a little bit of sickness here and there, but we've been able to get all of our games in on our side, because of sickness. We did lose one last week. Jamesport had a girl that was sick, and luckily we scheduled to play them twice, so we did get one in with them last week.
Yeah, you won that one 15-0 all the way around. That was that game Friday, pretty solid all the way around for Gilman City?
It was. Jamesport, they graduated a big class last year, so they're kind of in that rebuilding process, and Erica Burke come out and threw a real good game that night for us on the mound, and we got it done in three innings and got everybody into the game. So every once in a while you like playing, tough competition, but every once in a while you don't mind to have a little stress off your shoulders when you get one like that.
Yeah, you gave up some runs Monday and Tuesday. You scored seven in both games, talking North Harrison and Winston, but you gave up a few too many. Is it just, too many hard hits, or just not making the plays defensively to get off the field, or kind of a combination of all of the above?
No, it's mainly, the girls and I talked about this, and it's both of those games were ours to win, and defensively we just didn't get it done. We made too many errors in the field. I think I was counting up, and I think we really only allowed, if you take out our errors, they would only had two or three hits, and I think we was up in the teens. So, it's a tough loss to take against Winston, when you can go out and out hit them, and we got down to the bases loaded with one out in the bottom of the seventh, and just couldn't get the run across. So, we had our own, we had mental errors in the field, had mental errors on the bases. So it's just the girls preparing themselves and knowing how to come out and play a full seven inning game.
You score seven runs. I know where you're coming from because you're thinking in the back of my mind, hey, if we score seven, that should be good enough to get a victory. And it just didn't happen for a variety of different reasons. But you got some girls that are swinging some pretty good sticks right now, correct?
Yeah, we do. And that's the biggest thing is I think we've kind of adjusted our lineup a little bit. But Raya Crump's been leading off for us, and she's doing a real good job. And a couple girls are kind of working that mental aspect of whenever you kind of get in a little slump on not letting it get you down too far. But, behind her, we do have a lot of girls hitting well. And one, Lena Ward, she's really come on strong. And Avery Gregg, as a freshman, has really worked her way up the lineup and hit the ball really well. So, there's enough there, and we just got to put it all together. And I told the girls the other day, you don't know how close we are to doing, some great things, but we're just not quite to that point yet. But we're knocking on the door.
When you're that close to, you want to play tough competition because that's going to make you better in the long run. And the record might not show it, but we know that Princeton being in the GRC, they play a really tough schedule. So I've seen them play in person. They got some girls that can bang the softball around the outfield walls a little bit. So assuming that you play tonight at Princeton, they'll be a tester.
Oh, yeah. And, we faced them over the summer, and they took it to us really good. Now, of course, in summer you're trying some different things and learning about yourself too. So, I do think we might be down, a key player tonight due to some sickness, but you're exactly right. They can hit the ball, so we need to go out and make the plays and take advantage of any runs that we can get across the plate.
If you look at East Harrison, you've got them a couple of times. You got them at your place tomorrow, but both wins I'm looking at here, Coach, you got a one-run win and a three-run win, so it's not like you've just come out and just dominated East Harrison. These have been competitive games this year.
No, it's kind of the same story with us. Is East Harrison's a good team, and they've just got a few pieces that they're missing too. Kind of the same MO as what we've done with, even Eagleville. You take out those errors and we probably win that game. And same thing with East Harrison. You take out the errors, and they may should have scored one or two runs both times we played. So we've kept them alive, and hopefully we can kind of clean that up, because we're going to have to play them, you know, at least probably two more times, maybe more than that this year. So, you know, that's, you don't want to turn your back, because they're sure good enough to beat you.
Yeah, who are you playing then on Wednesday in your makeup game over at the tournament?
Well, we're not for sure yet. It'll be the winner of East Harrison and North Harrison.
Gotcha. Any idea when you play Wednesday?
Wednesday's, we're slotted at 4:30. I think that first game, they've got the final inning to finish, and I believe East Harrison is down one run to Eagleville.
And you're going to Canesville.
That could be over pretty quick.
Yeah, you're going to Canesville then, right?
Yeah, that's at Canesville.
That is at Canesville. You got... Yeah, this is a great opportunity. Mercer is just flying high right now. They got a victory over Princeton last week. I think they've won eight in a row. We talked with Coach Hill about that earlier this morning. You got them at your place. So as far as a big conference game and a real great opportunity for Gilman City, you got it with Mercer coming to your place on Thursday.
Yeah, that's true. And we'd like to have the one back. You know, we played them up there, and they got us 8-3. And once again, you look back at our errors and theirs, and it really probably should have been 5-3 or 4-3. So we know that we're capable of playing with them. It's just if we can play at full seven innings and cut down defensively on some errors and keep hitting the ball like we've been doing, you know, the up and down the line, they've really been doing well.
That is the head coach up at Gilman City. They will be in the Nan Carter Classic over here in Trenton then Saturday, and hopefully we keep the rain away for that. This coming weekend is Tony Gregg. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck. Bunch of games this week. Good luck to you and the Lady Hawks.
All right. Thank you, and we sure appreciate the support you guys give us.